This is file 24, cycle 4. This is Jean McMillan. Today's date is September 9th, 2019. I am interviewing William Pond, who is the new head administrator of Noble Horizons, and he's going to talk about his job responsibilities, the campus, and anything else he wants to talk about. But first, we're going to start with the really hard stuff. What is your name?
Oh, thank you. Hello. My name is William Pond.
And I'd like you to tell me about your educational background after high school and your various degrees.
Certainly. Well, it was a few years ago now, certainly, but I have a bachelor's of, in science degree going back to American International College. And graduated from there in 1982. I guess that's last century. But from there, I took a number of years off and went back to school to work on my master's degree at Central Connecticut. I did not complete the degree, but the reason being for that was I was involved in long-term care at the time, and one of the individuals I had worked with in the industry had suggested I go back and explore opportunities in long-term health care, which I did at the University of Connecticut. And got my certificate in long-term health administration and licensure back in 1997 from UConn. So I've been doing that since.
And what is your career path as far as facilities concerned?
Well, I don't know if it's fortunate or unfortunate. I have been involved with a number of organizations since that time, long before I received my licensure in long-term care, healthcare administration. I had been involved in healthcare since the mid-80s. And going back up to the point of my licensure, I had worked as an administrator or an executive director capacity in a number of different nursing homes and related companies specializing in long-term healthcare. All on the profit side, all very much bottom-line oriented, and it really wasn't until I had the opportunity presented to me here at Noble where I was able to realize the reasons that I got involved in the industry in the first place. But to answer your question more specifically, Gene, I have been involved with a number of facilities in the state of Connecticut, including Athena, a group called Affinity that's no longer in existence. I was involved in Kindred and a number of the larger chains throughout the country, really.
Well, you worked in a 100-bed unit in Southington?
In Southington, one of my first jobs as an administrator. That was a Mediplex facility, a Mediplex of Central Connecticut in Southington. It became an Athena facility. I was administrator there and also served in the same capacity in other facilities within the same companies. Really, the focus for me was to get involved in the operations, very much a troubleshooter, trying to fix certain homes that were financially challenged, and to create strong teams and to do the best that we could to turn some of these programs around. Many were successful, and unfortunately not all, but nonetheless, it did span a particular time, and whether they're successes or failures, you take something away from those programs, and you apply it going forward.
All experience is important.
It certainly is.
Who was the gentleman that really got you kind of interested in Noble?
Well, the CEO and president of Noble Horizons is Patrick Gilland, and Pat and I go back a number of years. It was at that time when I was unsure. I was in healthcare in a Southington facility as a cognitive rehabilitation therapist working for a head trauma unit. And Pat Gilland was president oversaw a particular district within one particular company. At the time, it was, I believe it was Sun Healthcare, kind of merged into into Mediplex. But he had asked, after a conversation about my career path, if you will, at the time, back in the mid-90s, my interests, and asked if I'd be interested in kind of overseeing a nursing home in the Stamford area. And I agreed to do so. It was the first time I had, explored an opportunity from that perspective. And as it turned out, as they say, the rest is history. I went on to, certainly with his support, got involved, got my licensure established, and, was set on the path. And I was in a facility in Waterbury where suddenly I received a phone call out of the blue from Mr. Gillen, and he said, "Bill, I have a great opportunity. I'd love you to take a chance and interview for a position that I have up in Salisbury." So that's how I heard about the Noble Horizons opening, and Pat Gillen was in large part responsible for that. And I'll always appreciate that support and confidence.
It makes a great deal of difference, doesn't it?
It really does. It makes a big deal.
When did you actually take over at Noble?
I took over Noble in January of 2018. Here we're speaking, it's now in September of 2019. It seems like yesterday, to be honest. But over a year and a half ago, I stepped foot and on a winter's day in January.
Time flies when you're having fun.
You know, it has been a very positive experience. With any kind of a new role, a certain amount of transition and expectation and questions and a lot of things were all a part of that. And today, a year and a half later, it has all been the whole experience has been incredibly beneficial to my role at this point.
I am so glad, and may it continue. What's the size and acreage of the campus?
You know, Noble is really kind of a unique place. You have roughly 140-acre plot that incorporates a skilled nursing facility, assisted living facility, if you will, that provides old age assistance to members of our community, independent cottage life, independent living, 50 cottages that are dotted throughout the landscape. And the setting is just such a unique environment. We also have a secured memory care unit, which actually we're taking a look at this week in terms of some upgrades that I have had an opportunity to discuss with the corporate office and getting involved in that. But, it just lends itself, the environment lends itself to something that I've just never been exposed to before. Just a sense of positivity, wellness, serenity, working with in an area that just provides an opportunity for people to thrive to the best of their ability, and it's really a unique place.
It's more of a resort. It looks more like
a
resort.
It does.
It really does.
As a matter of fact, I had that. I think that was one of the words I used to my wife when we first drove on the campus.
It does not look anywhere near like some of the nursing homes that I've been in.
Me as well.
It's a wonderful setting. Everyone, and I have been a rehab client here, everyone is very positive, very helpful, very pleasant, just waiting in the hall for a few minutes for you. Everybody smiled, everybody spoke, staff, patients, everybody.
It's amazing.
It certainly is.
And that's not something you can teach.
No.
And I've been in a number of facilities where that was lacking. And you can provide a series of education, coursework, and some training and technical things that go with that, but you can't teach somebody to care for other people.
No.
And I really, outside of the physical layout of the whole property, it's the individuals that are in every aspect of what we do that makes such a difference in someone's lives. You can't create that.
Speaking of staff, about how many do you have on staff?
There are probably, I would say, 146 to 150 staff members, full and part-time, Gene. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And I know that you have a very active Noble Horizons Auxiliary.
Very involved.
What do they do, specifically?
The Auxiliary does a lot to support what Noble does. They support our mission in that provide us with fundraising opportunities and programs where they will donate financial support to particular projects that go on in the facility as it pertains to residential development or care an area of need that perhaps they may have suggested or others have been brought to their attention that they will fund. But it's certainly been a significant group with that dedicate their volunteer time just to the needs of the residents that come through Noble Horizons.
Now, the community, as far as volunteerism, is very much involved with Noble.
Very much so.
And what do the volunteers do? Do they do the pet therapy? What else do they do?
Sure, pet therapy is popular, certainly. Volunteers, it's amazing. It's something, Gene, that where in my past I've been exposed to volunteer programs, if you will. Nothing compares to what type of program we have here. There's at least 100 volunteers, in and out of this campus on a regular basis, doing, just a number of different things for the residents involved. Some of whom have been here as residents and give back in a way where they share their time.
When you have your Christmas fair, there's a lot of handmade things that the knitting and the crocheting that the people do, and I've been involved in that a little bit.
And we do a recognition for them. It's something on a yearly basis. It's something where we provide opportunity really to recognize all of those who've been so involved in our program. And it's probably not enough just by nature of the fact that they dedicate so much of their time.
But so often volunteers are just sort of put by the wayside, taken for granted.
That's true.
And you don't do that.
That's true.
You don't do that here. You have a recognition dinner. You give awards for people that have been 10 years, 5 years, whatever.
Yep.
But it makes everyone feel worthy. And, of course, if they are made to feel welcome and worthy, they want to do more.
Sure.
So it's a win-win situation.
It's a win-win situation. It really is.
Now, you've been here a year and a half. What would you consider the strengths of Noble?
Well, I think you and I both mentioned a moment ago, really the people who work here and the people who volunteer here is definitely at the top of the list for our strengths. The compassion and their dedication to our overall mission. That has to be one of the greatest greatest opportunities that I see. Our setting, the serenity of where we exist. A lot of outdoor programming, trying to incorporate our surroundings into some of the rehab that's done here, many of the activities that's done here, and a lot of community involvement as well. All of those certainly are very strong attributes.
One of the other things that I've noticed is that you offer many different classes and many different programs for community as well as the Noble residents.
You're right.
So it is a mutual rather than an isolation.
It is exactly right. And, I really have to say, Caroline Birchfield, in the time that I've known her, who is our community relations liaison.
She's fabulous.
It's amazing, the time and the dedication that she provides to bring the community to us. Mm-hmm. And in terms of a learning experience for those who benefit from some of the classes that she presents and some of the speakers, mm-hmm. To relationships with understanding, more internally of what's going on in our general community or in many cases, our worldwide community. Such programs are so diversified, and I know that she works, and always has, long before me, incredibly hard.
Oh, yes. I did an interview with her.
Maintaining that, did you? Yes. So she's really a special lady in what she does here. Yeah.
How are you funded? Do you have an endowment?
Well, it's It's a non-for-profit organization, Gene, and you know, one of the things that has been a bit of a learning curve for me is, as I mentioned earlier, my whole background has been on the for-profit side. As a non-profit organization, yes, there are a number of benefactors and endowments exist, and we focus on our day-to-day operations still from a similar perspective in the way many companies do, for profit or non-for-profit, trying to operate in a way that we take care of our expenses through our operational side, and but nonetheless it's supported in some ways by those benefactors, and it has been an interesting experience, as well as amazing to see again the community and how they support Noble Horizons. It's really a very special relationship.
Oh, it is, and it always has been, right from the get-go.
I'm sure it has.
Do you do a letter of appeal?
On an annual basis, Caroline heads that process up as well, on a yearly basis, certainly, yes.
All right. Now, you probably have some plans for future expansion. What would you, off the top of your head, want to do in the future?
Well, over the course of the last year and a half, has given me plenty of opportunity to kind of take things into consideration and to find ways to, number one, provide the best possible care in a particular area that we can do. And the first question to answer, are we providing all of those areas as expertly as we can? And the short answer is we're doing very well in providing excellent care. But I think we do have opportunity to provide a program, especially for those with memory impairment, in a way that is going to be more beneficial to those individuals that are going through such issues. We've had a lot of conversation with the corporate office about the development of our Whitridge unit. That would involve potentially a renovation, taking a look at our overall programming and really enhancing both areas, both internally and externally, to put the best possible program forward. And it's really something that we've talked about for a number of months, and we've had a lot of support from the from community members who have provided donations and their time in terms of what we do on that unit. But I think it makes some sense to provide a service that we may not be doing as effectively as we could be. And that's probably the first area that we're going to take a look at. And you may know also we're still involved at this time, in the community, trying to secure an opportunity for the development of more cottages over on an adjacent property over on Route 41. And that's been in process for some time. Mm-hmm. And that's still with the town. And so those are the couple of areas, I think, in the short term that are getting the most attention.
All right. Now, you have a large staff. Have there been many changes as far as staffing over the year and a half?
There have been staffing changes, Gene. I think some of it is attributable simply to change in leadership and administration.
That always happens.
It's typical, I think, when leadership changes in some form. So we've seen some changes along those lines. We have unfortunately lost a number of individuals that had done a lot to contribute to this program over the years and in the past, and we're sorry to see those types of changes. But at the same time, with the vision on trying to keep our entity and really the industry as a whole continues to change and tries to adjust to some of those factors on the outside, if you will, that are going to have the potential for some sort of effect on what we do. You're always dealing with regulatory issues.
Oh, yes.
They don't seem to change in our favor all that frequently, if ever, right?
Yeah.
And also the industry, you know, people are going home, you know, when they need rehab. People are mm-hmm. staying home with caregivers.
Yep.
I'd be the first one to say, you know, where better place in the world is there to go than to be home with a sort of familiar environment.
Yep.
So I think it's important for us to develop staff, to create a mindset that enables us to look into opportunity that may exist for reasoning of providing a certain type of care, you know, within the environment that we provide. And I think to stay ahead like that, from a business perspective and also from a, you know, a program perspective, I think it's the right thing to do. I think some of those changes are consistent with that new vision.
Well, you have the rehab center that's open.
Certainly.
To the community. You also have a unit or part of a unit that's rehabilitation.
Right.
I've been
True.
In that unit.
Yeah.
And I've been in the cottages with friends,
yeah.
and I've been
yeah.
in the Whitridge with friends.
Yeah.
And you do lend yourself to be sometimes a halfway house between. My husband was here for a week, not for rehab, but just for R&R for him. He didn't want to come home. He had such a good time here, he didn't want to come home, which is a wonderful accolade.
Well, I appreciate that. I do take that certainly as a compliment. It's a very homey environment. The creation that was, in the mind of Eileen Mulligan, will extend for years to come.
Oh, yes.
The environment, the artwork in the hallways, the quietness in the facility, in all aspects of the campus, she had really had the vision throughout those years, and I think the reputation is such that it's such a comfortable place to go to. You don't have that, that quote-unquote...
It's not the institution.
Institutionalized
no.
experience or thought process mm-hmm. with this. And as an administrator, I don't have that feeling. So it's nice to know that our residents feel the same way. And it's really something that has always been the focus in part. And continue. Certainly we'll do all we can to continue that.
That's wonderful. Now, you do recognition of your volunteers, but
yep.
you also do some special things for your staff. You do a scholarship program.
I have a scholarship program. Recently, in the last few weeks, just awarded another significant amount of money to a number of individuals who are participating in school and are aspiring to a degree in their particular area in healthcare. And it's been supported by both people who the support really comes from. We have a couple of residents that are on the committee. We have a couple of staff members and also retirees that are on the committee that oversee the process. And so it's important, I think, to invest in your own.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
And I think that thought process is shared by the community here as a whole.
And you do, I think you do some sort of recognition for the staff, number of years served.
Yes, we do. Yeah, that's been going on for some time here. And, we have a couple of people, Gene, that have been here over 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that really lends itself to, to Noble's creation. You know, it's just...
There's continuity.
Man, and it's such a strong part of providing great care, is doing what you can to keep those who are so dedicated and interested mm-hmm. in this.
And they are dedicated,
and
they do care. And it's very obvious. What do you like best about your job?
By far, the interaction with people and having on any given day an opportunity to make something positive in any individual's day happen. I have not always been able to say that. But any day that I come to work and walk into the office, I look out over the azaleas here, and it's like, man, the opportunity is such that I can walk down the hall, understanding the systems here, and really lend myself to part and parcel to an individual's day, whatever that may be, and have some kind of a positive effect on it. I haven't always been able to say that in other positions over the years, but this particular operation really lends itself to really caring for people from right from the top.
Good. Do you plan to stay?
Oh, I would love to stay here for as long as they'll keep me.
Oh, good. I will hold you to that.
I love it here. I have no plans to go anywhere.
Is there anything that you'd like to add that I haven't covered about Noble?
Well, no. I may have left some things out. It's certainly possible. I'm just thankful for the opportunity. Thankful to be able to provide some opportunities for our career developments here and our clinical pathway developments, and reaching out to those who will benefit from our services, the community's involvement and support. I may think of something down the road, but at this point, I think that's pretty much it.
Thank you so very much.
Well, thank you very much as well, Jean.